How's it feel to be back to business?
It feels good, you know. Feel good to get back out there with my teammates. You know, get back into the playbook and, you know, just have fun playing football.
Do you feel like you have a little catching up you need to do right now?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I'm a little behind. You know, I had to miss last week because of the NFLPA rookie premiere. You know, something I had to do. But, you know, I'm just in my playbook now, you know, and getting mental reps when I'm not playing. So I'm just out here trying to get better.
Seems like a lot of communication between the running backs, a lot of new faces and kind of guys getting it. Are you getting a lot of guys helping you take you under and kind of give some pointers and things?
Yeah, we know we all learning right now, so we're just all out here helping each other, you know, learn the playbook a little bit better. You know, we're just helping each other.
Certain guy that's kind of taking you under his wing?
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. You know, he's definitely been helping me a lot through this process. You know, he's like a bigger brother.
What's his knowledge like of the system? How easy is it to talk to some guy? He's only in his second year, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's only in his second year, but I mean, he has a lot under his belt. So, I mean, we all got a new coaching staff, you know, learning the playbook a little bit more. But, you know, he's furthermore along into the playbook, so he just, you know, just bringing me along the ropes.
Trey, did you have to go to that premiere at the beginning of last week, or were you dealing with an illness as well?
Yeah, I had to go to the beginning of last week. You know, I was sick, but I had to leave. You know, something I had to do. You know, I would have much rather been here, you know, on the football field, you know, learn the playbook, but, you know, it was something I had to do.
It was something that, like, the team picked you to do?
I guess rookies get selected to it, but, you have to attend. You can't. It's something you can't skip. You know, I guess it's in the rules or something. I don't know. I wasn't allowed to miss it.
Take your playbook and stay in that?
Yeah, I took my playbook. You know, I still, you know, looked into plays, you know, just still studied.
Now that you're getting a chance, you know, to work with these guys, yeah. You know, what do you think of this offense?
No, we got a lot of bright faces. You know, it's gonna be something that we're gonna improve on a lot this season. You know, we got a lot of good speed. You know, good talent. So it's gonna be something special.
Do you have any idea about what you think they're gonna have you do in this offense? You're gonna be playing, you're gonna split out wide, or you're gonna be playing a lot of running back? What do you think you're gonna be doing?
I'm sure they know what I'm gonna do, but I'm just here right now. You know, just beginning still. So I'm just learning the playbook. You know, just doing what I'm asked.
Playing with Durham and these big backs here, is there some familiarity just seeing these big guys in front of you?
Yeah, it is, but you know, they're a little faster. You know, the game has changed, but no, I'm familiar with it. You know, the power back, you know, speed back, so it's something I'm used to.
I mean, I'm sure you had plenty of visits leading up to the draft. I mean, did you have an inkling that you might come here, or was there another team that showed a lot of interest in you?
Oh no, I had no clue I was gonna end up here. No, I met with them at the combine, and that was about it. No, I had no idea.
So a surprise.
Yeah, it was a surprise. I'm happy to be here, though.
Was there anyone? If you had to put money on prior to that, was there a team you might have thought you would have won?
I mean, there was a couple teams, you know, that showed more interest, but I'm just happy to be a Steeler, so it doesn't really matter.